Hello and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's new episode of the Xbox Lunch Break Special. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL, and as you can see by this big old cheese smile, we're opening the show with breaking news. Folks, oh my God. Shout out to J-Rock. Shout out to Sith Lord. Shout out to... There's so many people that I want to thank for keeping this community rolling when it comes to the news. It's just obviously Idle Sloth is at the tip of the spear. J-Rock is out there. The Black Viking has been out there. So many people to thank for. Peter Evo has been out there, you know, as he does, giving us all the, you know, the updated information. And folks, we have breaking news. It turns out that the secret show that the PlayStation fans have been talking about for months is actually an Xbox secret show, because it was announced that there's a preview, a partner preview coming this week. I'm pretty sure it's this week. Yeah, I think it's the 25th.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
I will give all the deets, as the kids say, in a second. We're going to be covering some Fallout news. Not only is Fallout 4 getting an update, but the TV series is going to be streaming. That comes the way of Tom Warren of The Verge. And the TV series is getting some big, big buzz. Super excited for it. Senua, a saga, Hellblade 2, is something that we all seem to think is going to be releasing in the first quarter of 24. And I know that, well, because they keep putting Senua in all of these advertising commercials that Microsoft has been on a tear for. I mean, what a time to be an Xbox fan. And on top of that, well, there's a lot of really great games that we are enjoying. And what can I say? But let's welcome in our panel, and then we will get into the nitty-gritty, as they will. Web Dave, good morning, kind sir. I was in the chat for a bit last night on yesterday's epic show. You had, I believe it was OBM.
Yep.
You also had Slow-Mo doing what Slow-Mo does best, and that's being himself.
Yep.
Great stuff as always.
Thank you.
How are you feeling, brother?
Feeling really good. It was a great show last night. We already got the things locked and all kinds of stuff. We'll talk about that later. But and a new show dropped today, a new interview. So looking forward to checking that out.
Yes, and we will sell your brand always do by end of show. Let's welcome in the crazy one himself, Crazy Lou Gaming, representing the Xbox International Podcast. Hi, sir. Good morning. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, as Tony the Tiger says, man. Seriously, what a great morning. Lots of crazy news dropping by, and, man, can't wait to hop into it. Let's go. Woohoo!
Yes, indeed. And last and no way least, the best and the best place for anything and everything racing, Mr. Fuzzy Belvedere. Sir, good morning. How the heck are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here with you guys. Man, we kind of knew that this week was going to be another news week for Xbox as far as big things. And didn't disappoint early this morning. So glad to be here with you guys. Glad to get into this, man. So much to talk about. Let's do this.
Yeah, so let's actually bring up now. Remember, this is breaking news coming from Jez Corden of Windows Central. I actually reached out to Jez, and I wanted to have him on the show to talk about the story that he wrote for Windows Central. Unfortunately, he can't be with us because he's away from his desk, and that's perfectly fine. He has promised that at some point he's going to join us for whichever show of the five that I do. But we'll get Jez on here, and we're going to probably try. I'm going to try and get the duo known as the Xbox 2 on at some point to kind of just pick the brains of where Xbox is going. I mean, man, what a way to wake up to hot off the presses news. Now, of course, Tom Warren's reporting about it. All of the community members that report on things are putting it out there on the socials. Jez Corden wrote a story on it, but I'm in front of my the actual Xbox Wire website. So I'm going to read the press notes for you. And this, again, this just literally is breaking, folks. More great news for Xbox. And it's happening this week, which is amazing. Now, according to the editorial that was published this morning, the Xbox Partners Preview has been announced. And it says, see what's next from our incredible third-party publishing partners. And the press the press release reads this, folks. Please note, the Xbox partner preview will not feature any additional news, game reveals, or Game Pass information related to the recent acquisition of Activision Blizzard King. And I'm very glad that they got out in front of this to let people know that, hey, we know you want the news from ABK. They're working on it. We know that it's going to start doling out in next year. I mean, could something happen at the end of the year? Potentially, but at least they got out in front of that. And this is what the press release says, folks. We are delighted to announce our next broadcast event, the Xbox Preview, a partner preview. This new show format will deliver a fresh mix of indie games and familiar favorites from our third-party partners like Ryu, Gotoku Studio, Remedy Entertainment, and Studio Wildcard, as well as others, with more than 20 minutes of trailers and new gameplay footage. This event will be digitally broadcast on Wednesday, October 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. BST, across our own Xbox channel, showcasing updates and new looks at games coming to Xbox and Windows, as well as new information on some upcoming Game Pass titles from our incredibly talented creative third-party partners from around the world. You can expect to see the latest information on in-game activities for Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, a launch trailer for Alan Wake 2, and the first gameplay for Ark Survival Ascended, a dive into the social world of Dungeons of Hinterberg, and more. So, Dave, look, again, this is, I don't know, like, I guess you can consider this the cherry on top of this delicious banana boat sundae that Xbox fans have been served up in 2023. I mean, it's just been one hit after another. Obviously, you know, you go back as far as January with Hi-Fi Rush being shadow dropped. That game potentially is going to be a Game of the Year nominee, or, you know, it definitely should be in the running for sure because it is a masterclass experience. You talk about all of the support that Xbox Game Pass has gotten from third party, from indies, from first party, from second party. It's been basically a smorgasbord of games for Xbox Game Pass. In June, they had one of their best previews or events in the history of the company in 20 and 22 plus years. We got followed that showcase with a developer's direct for Starfield that really set it in motion on how great that game was going to be. And just look at what they've done so far in first party. They have five or six, maybe even seven first party games that have released this year. And again, different genres for different people. Not every game is going to enjoy every one of them. There's certainly something there. And obviously, now we're getting this preview event. We haven't even gotten to the Game Awards. We have new information that there's going to be a beta for Final Fantasy XIV in January and February. I mean, the news does not seem to stop for Xbox. And look, I understand PlayStation did really well with Spider-Man. They've sold 2.5 million copies in 24 hours. That is a record for them. Mario Wonder breaking records left, right, and center because it is a masterclass experience. But let's not take away from the dominant voice in the industry right now is the Xbox brand. And we're just getting started. Let's talk about it, Dave.
Yeah. What you just said about Spider-Man's big sales, it's good. But Colt Eastwood definitely called it out nicely when he said that that's 6% of their base for the.
It is. It is 6% of their base. It is single digit. And again, I know, Dave. I love you. I know you're being slanderous, and that's why we love you having you on the show here. No. But there is something to be said that, you know, Where's PlayStation Nation to support Spider-Man 2 as they should? Because I'm supporting it. I'm playing it. I'm 10 hours in.
Yeah.
I just got to 11. Try and say that twice. I'm enjoying it. I got a ton of suits unlocked. But yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, right now, the Xbox brand has taken over.
Yes.
Even though the gaming media refuses.
Isn't that infuriating?
To allow for Xbox to be great, they're still pushing through, Dave.
Yeah, it's okay. So back to the main topic here. Sorry, didn't mean to throw a little wrench in there. But the showcase, it's awesome. And I think, you know, like Jez probably had a feel for this announcement that was coming and was kind of, you know, letting people know that there's, you know, maybe something coming today. And then sure enough, here it was. And, you know, the things we'll find out, you know, we may find out a few other little tidbits here and there, which is good. And at least, you know, get some gameplay, which will be nice. And it's just, it's really refreshing that it's a constant beat now from Microsoft. And I think they're starting to hit their stride. And I feel like they're no way done with this momentum that's going to be carrying them on. And like I said, if you look at the perspective of last year's award show and where they were as far as, like, you know, the camera pan to Phil, and, you know, the only thing they had was a Game Pass commercial, and that was pretty much it. A few of the little nidbits here and there. But it was like this year, I just feel like it's going to be the Xbox show. And as far as nominations, which that happens here in the next 3 weeks, the nominations drop in the middle of November. So looking forward to that. And I just think that is this show that they've just announced. And I like how it's just, you know, it's not a, you know, in two weeks. It's like, you know, in 2 days. Whoa, what?
Yeah.
You know? And it's helping with especially the diehard like we are, who love the brand, love the ecosystem, love what they're doing, feel like we're getting value for our dollar so much more than from, I mean, I own a PlayStation, and I feel like it's too expensive all the way around. Period. You know, everything about it is throw money at them. Where, you know, obviously you're still spending money on the Xbox, but you seem to get so much more value return. And I feel like this showcase is just another part of that setup for letting us know what's coming out, keeping us in the loop. Because right now on the PlayStation side, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Wolverine's coming.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Then what? I mean, there's some third-party stuff. Some. Probably the biggest game I'm looking forward to in the PlayStation is... Was it Ronin?
Ronin. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not even... That's a third-party game. And that's, to me, that's the most exciting game coming out for the PlayStation. And it's not even their game. So, it's an exclusive for them, but it's not made by them. So, anyway. That's kind of where I'm at, man. I'm super excited for the showcase. I think it's great. I know that your show on Wednesday night is going to be just off the chains talking about everything that we saw. So looking forward to that too.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. I mean, there's literally so much to talk about that you just, you know, I don't even know where to start in some of these shows. Honestly, it's just been a plethora of news for Xbox. And
that's a good thing to have, Boom.
No, absolutely. Good thing to have when you had a show. Yeah, listen, I'm certainly not complaining. Crazy New Gaming, let's bring you in on the conversation. This Xbox partner preview basically was announced this morning. We don't have to wait a week for it. We have to wait until Wednesday, which is right around the corner. It's interesting that they're showing off Remedy's Alan Wake 2. I thought for sure that PlayStation had that marketing. Apparently not. And that is a big deal. Alan Wake 2 is going to be amazing. I've already purchased it. I'm looking forward to it. Again, this isn't a show that's going to be previewing first-party games. We had that in June. We had the developer direct, right after that. Later on in the show, folks, we're going to be talking about Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. I believe a direct is going to be happening in January. That's just my thought. I have no official word on if that's true. That's just my opinion. I think we get that game first quarter. And I say that because they've already showed it in two different commercials. And I mean, that tells me that that's the next big AAA game. We will get to that. No first party stuff here, Crazy Loop Gaming. But if you look at the path that Microsoft seems to be walking, it's very Sony-esque. And it's very Sony-esque of that 2018, 2019, 2020 block where Sony was they were hitting on all cylinders with their first party. Microsoft seems to have gotten that cadence. And not only, folks, are we getting massive AAA bombs that we've all been asking for from Xbox, not only do we have a service that respects you as a consumer and doesn't rake you over the coals like Sony does or Nintendo does, but on top of that, we are now getting, we're closing out the year. We're already almost in November, folks. We're going to be having turkey before you know it. We have a show happening that is going to preview third party, some second party potentially in there, some indies, and a whole bunch of Xbox Game Pass announcements. This is big. I don't know how big it's going to be because we have to see the event, but this is on top of what they've already done, Crazy Loop Gaming. I'm here for it. What about you?
Xbox, this is Xbox time. It's their time to shine. It's their time to grab and deliver everything they got to deliver because look how Sony's been doing. I mean, they've been having a rough ever since the Xbox started their showcase in January, and then, you know, they just kept on bringing that heat. It just haven't stopped. They have not stopped bringing that heat in. And Sony has been showing us, you know, a couple so stuff with the showcases, which I'm not trying to, you know, to trash them, but damn, they have not been giving us things to talk about. They've been just like, well, let's just throw baby steps here and let's put this out there. And Microsoft, man, has been grabbing everything and said, okay, you guys are like this. Let me show you all what I've been doing lately. Let me bring it to the table. Let me show you all what's up with Xbox. And yes, they have been showing it and they're bringing in that heat. They haven't done it in since when? I mean, you guys talk about Xbox had a great year. What year was it? 2001? It was in early 2000s, right?
They had it goes all the way back to the Xbox 360, where I think they were really unstoppable. And of course, you know, the Xbox One came out. But in regards to shows, the closest show, and I have to give them credit for it, was the 2020 show. 2020 show was brilliant. And they got no credit for that because obviously, you know, Halo didn't show well, and that's where Craig was born, and just was really crummy. But this year's show, in June, I mean, look, folks, all I can say to your point is let's compare apples to apples. Here is Xbox, here's PlayStation. Xbox comes out in their June show, and it's a 10 out of 10. It is a 10 out of 10 show. They showed you everything you could possibly want, especially if you were a single-player gamer. Everything that we've been asking for, that we've seen Sony do to great success, Microsoft is doing it. They have their gas games locked, loaded, and ready to go, and they haven't forgotten about multiplayer, right? Halo Season 5, the best season it's ever been. 343 has turned over a new leaf. Watch the screen. It's some of the best gunplay I've ever had. Then you look Apple. Here's our Apple. Here's Sony's Apple, and it's rotten because they took 2 years away from, you know, we're too good to show up to these shows, folks. We're Sony, you know, kiss the ring. Exactly. And they showed up with a complete garbage fest as a response for being away for 2 years, and then to make matters worse, they turn around and they give you a show a couple of months ago that led with soap stars or whatever the hell it's called.
Foam like stars.
That is your yep, PlayStation, foam ladies and gentlemen. And you know what next year? You know what's looking for next year? Remake Central, Last of Us 2 remake, Horizon remake. I don't understand it. So yeah, two different platforms going in the opposite direction. And you know, listen, this is just another notch for Sony, you know, for Xbox. And like I said, we don't know, this show could be terrible, but I doubt it because everything's been so good for Xbox. I would imagine we're going to see some real winners here. Please continue.
And Mr. Boomsy, we're back in the 360 era. We're bringing it back. I mean, Xbox mm-hmm. is just bringing it back. And I'm so happy that they're actually grabbing this opportunity. They're getting things done. They're showing us stuff. And hey, they're delivering things we've been asking for such a long, long time. I mean, now, here's the thing, though. We cannot say Xbox has no games. We cannot say that anymore. I mean, people used to say that a lot. Xbox has no games. It has nothing. Look at this year. I mean, if we go to this year, Sony only had one game, and that's Spider-Man from their studios. That's from their studios. I'm not talking about third party because, you know, if you bring in third party, be like, oh, yeah, it's their game because of third party. Nah, I'm talking about their own studios, the one they own. They only have one game this year. That's about it, and that is that Spider-Man, which, Jesus, it came out a buggy mess, and that's horrible on their side because if I was them, I would have pulled it. I would have grabbed that game and released it 2024, you know, moved a little bit further. But, yeah, they had to just bring it out so that way nobody can say, hey, they did not release the game this year. Okay, cool. That's cool. All right. And, man, wow, it's been just a bad year for Sony. It's just been – Xbox has been bashing them in and out. It's just – oof. With all this news coming by, I mean, ABK closing, their showcases, their games. Oh, man. And Starfield did awesome. I mean, for being a new game, it did fantastic. My God, they are really bringing it. And for this showcase, I mean, I got to say something. I have a feeling, and I called it out a couple months ago because Phil has it on his shelf. I saw it on the shelf. He has the Alan Wake thing on his shelf. So I have a feeling they could probably announce Alan Wake for Game Pass. If they do, that would be just...
That was, you know something, dude? That was a rumor before their showcase.
Yep.
And look, I'm here to tell you, I already bought it. Like, they took the money. That's coming out, I think, this week. I think the end of the week is coming out. And it's fine, because I love Remedy as a developer. I'm a support devs kind of a guy, so I don't care about spending the money. But man, oh man, if they end this show with a new trailer and it says Xbox Game Pass, I love what you're putting down, but Fuzzy, let's bring you in on the conversation, brother. What could you say? Honestly, this is the Xbox we've been waiting for since the Xbox 360 days. They're hitting on all cylinders, folks. I don't think it's been right now as Xbox gamers, could you be more proud of your brand, more satisfied with the games that are available for you to use, and more importantly, how you are a respected consumer. And obviously, you know, this year Call of Duty and Diablo, not an Xbox Game Pass. And I said this once, and I might have even said it twice. I'm going to say it a third time, folks. The minute November 10th hits and Call of Duty releases, Fuzzy, the clock starts. The doomsday PlayStation clock starts. Mm-hmm. And by November 10th of 24, their days as market leader is done. They are burning from within inside. You saw that story that broke. I don't know if anyone, I say for me, like I said, I take Jaffe with at arm's length, but he does have connections. And there's some big, big things happening that are not good for PlayStation. And it's only going to get worse in the coming days. We will be talking about that later on the week as soon as some of the news that I have heard in the background is confirmed, folks, Sony is in a pickle, and they're in a tailspin, and they find themselves now still in first place, and I say still because that's not going to last too long. But Fuzzy, let's continue with this secret showcase that was originally thought to be a PlayStation showcase. Turns out that it's an Xbox secret showcase that is going to be happening this Wednesday. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, the PlayStation insiders have yet to get things right for the most part, except for possibly this bad news that's, you know, coming down the pipeline. But we'll hear about that later. Yeah. Yep. But everything that we've been asking of Xbox for these, you know, past few years, they seem to be listening and delivering, in the sense of they're going to focus on having showcases, giving us heads up of what's, you know, on the roadmap. For mainly it's been so far for first party, but now that they're doing also third party ones, it's going to be pretty cool to see Alan Wake and, you know, the new Last Dragon, the Infinite Wealth one that's coming out and stuff. But it's awesome to see them, you know, now in their stride, as far as the ink is dry on ABK. They don't have to, you know, hide in a corner or show that they're not, you know, the awesome powerhouse that they are as far as, you know, Microsoft backing. But, you know, now that Xbox kind of has freedom to stretch its legs and show what it has or what's coming, you know, I think this is just the like I said earlier, tip of the iceberg as far as what we can expect for these next few years or for the remainder of this generation. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a showcase early next year as far as for the first party that's coming out early next year. But to have one before even the VGAs, before, you know, the holidays and things like that, it's pretty cool that they're doing this, as well as it keeps them in that news cycle. And they've been hitting pretty hard as far as whether it's advertising on YouTube or even primetime TV and sporting events and things like that. We all saw the Sphere, thing that they did. We also saw the recent commercial that even has hints of, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops playing it on the 360 and stuff like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure they couldn't show the latest Call of Duty because of the contracts, but, you know, they were still able to get that in there, just like they did that in the past with Destiny with the fragrance or something like that. But man, it's awesome to see them now just firing all cylinders, and I can't wait to see what next year is going to hold as far as what we don't already know is in the works, because this showcase kind of just dropped out of nowhere. I know Jez had kind of hinted that something's bubbling for next week, or we'll probably get some big news, and sure enough, I mean, they probably held it close to the chest. They only give us like a couple of day notice. So yeah, it's pretty awesome to see. And man, this is, I would say this is like, even though you're saying like November 10th is like the countdown for Sony, I would say we could even probably roll it back a little bit further or a little bit earlier, in the sense that, you know, Microsoft is now doing kind of like what you said, all the things that we expected of Sony as far as showing a roadmap and advertising and things like that. Now Xbox is doing it, and then they're doing it at like the perfect time, just before the holidays, and, you know, with these games coming out and things like that, it definitely will. I wouldn't say it's going to, you know, sway the you know, generation just yet, but it is going to get more eyes on the brand. It is getting more people talking about, hey, oh, I saw that game on TV, and I saw that, you know, showcase they did for Alan Wake and things along those lines. So it's definitely going to build their reputation between now and, you know, throughout this generation into next generation. And I honestly think probably in the US, it's probably a lot closer than people think. Outside of the US, of course, they always talk about UK box sales when people mainly buy digital, like 80 or 90% people buy digital now. So, you know, it's only a matter of time. But I think right now they've been front and center in the conversation week after week, in a good way, with games, details on games, details on upcoming projects, updates on studios, updates on, you know, the progress of the game, gameplay, more things coming into Game Pass. I mean, it's just nonstop. And, you know, even though it builds up a backlog, I'm all for it. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy to see this surprise showcase. And maybe from now on, PlayStation Insider should just say, well, PlayStation's going to do this, and just cross out PlayStation, put Xbox. And maybe at that point, they'll, you know, some of their predictions will come true. But
I don't think you're going to hear much out of PlayStation for the remainder of the year, to be honest with you. I think they're going to limp out of 2023, folks. I was actually last night a guest on Wilmy Hood's Gaming Beyond the Box. Mm-hmm. Hung out there for about an hour and 15 minutes because, you know, obviously I had family over right before the show went live, and I had to help Mrs. Boom, you know, tidy up the house because obviously we had family over. So I couldn't stay for the full 2 hours. Shout out to Wilmy and the crew. Very welcoming. And, you know, we got into a bit of a discussion about, you know, how Sony is in a tailspin. And I had a list, of how their 2023 has gone for them. I'm going to bring it up in a second. But, folks, did you see how and Crazy Lou, you'll appreciate this. I was using my Data Quieto stick to the best of my ability, beating people's asses with that hammer. I mean, Halo is so freaking good. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am to keep playing. And in November, folks, the 8 remade Halo 3 maps. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to get into that. I wanted to talk about this because, this is how badly 2023 has gone for Sony, folks. I'm not sure. Now listen, the Spider-Man controversy, the bugs are the bugs, right? We're not going to beat that to death, right? It is what it is. You've seen the videos. You've seen the pornographic videos out there of what's happening in there. Not good. Not good. This game should not. It's T for teen. It should be rated M for mature because what was going on was just egregious. But that's the bugs. Something happened over the weekend that I saw a lot of many Puerto Rican fans very upset with Insomniac Games. And what I'm talking about is a very, very shocking mistake was made that for Miles Morales, obviously, he is half African-American, but he's also half Puerto Rican. That is on his mom's side. In his house, I don't know how this past, you know, Q&A, I don't understand how this happened, but they have the Cuban flag as a mistake instead of the Puerto Rican flag. And I saw a lot of people on the socials. I don't want to make it a big deal. I wanted to make mention of it because I saw a lot of people talking about it. And that's unfortunate that, and again, shout out to Insomniac. They said they're going to fix it. It has not been fixed as of yet. I would imagine within the coming days, they are going to fix that. I just don't understand how that gets done and gets into the game without somebody being like, hey, this is the wrong flag. And I bring that up for a personal reason. Miles Morales, which was the second game, I said this on the socials. I was actually responding to J-Rock and several other people. This one of the reasons why I love Insomniac is they really know how to emotionally tell a story. And I was playing when Miles Morales first released. There wasn't the opening sequence in his mom's house that literally, folks, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I put my controller down. And I cry like a baby because my abuela's house looked exactly like that, with the Puerto Rican flags and the record player and the albums that we were not allowed to touch because they were my grandfather's. You get the Tato Ghetto stick, you touch that, right? And it literally made me weep like a baby because of how emotionally attached I was and what I saw in this apartment. It literally was like I walked into my grandmother's or my abuela's house. And when I saw, because I didn't get up to the part, I haven't gotten to that aspect where they show Miles walking through his house with a Cuban flag. I was a little disappointed because I'm like, wow, I mean, they're similar in design, but the colors are incredibly different. And I don't understand how you told this amazing story in the second part, and somehow you made this mistake on the third part, the bigger budget game. It's a little shocking. It's a little disappointing, to be honest with you. I am glad that Insomniac has addressed it publicly. I hope that they fix it soon. I just wanted to make mention of it for personal reasons, because obviously, you know, the Miles Morales story, or at least I love the whole game, but the opening part hit me like so personally that I, you know, when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's a pretty bad mistake. I don't understand how that happened, but it's, you know, it happened, it's done. And again, that is just what 2023 has been for PlayStation. And if you are a diehard PlayStation fan, listen, I'm not saying that you should, that, you know, that ship is burning, because King was on a tear. I'm not sure that during the Iron Lords this weekend, King was on a tear, as, you know, King David does. But look, at the end of the day, Sony, I say this to the Sony fans. The same way that you have been browbeating Xbox fans for years with we should ask for better and we deserve better and you're so concerned about our platform, you probably should be taking your own advice and asking what the H is going on at Sony Interactive Entertainment. Ask some questions. Ask for better. You know, that's all I'm going to say about it, because, you know, something is happening there. Big changes are happening. Jim Ryan is fired. There's going to be a ton of big announcements that are not really good for PlayStation and their employees, which is awful. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that right now in where we are in Xbox, we eat well, and we will continue to keep doing well. And we do have a roadmap, and there's a lot to get excited about. Anybody want to kind of jump in and, you know, throw their opinion on that? Fuzzy, you want to talk about it?
I mean, for me, I grew up in the Bronx, and I would consider the section I grew up was like more of like the Spanish section, Walton Ave, right by PS117. And the one thing I learned early, do not confuse Cuban with Puerto Rican or Dominican. Those three groups, you want to make an enemy, confuse them, or that is like the most, I wouldn't say most disrespectful, but that would be along those lines. So I can understand why people are upset. For those outside of, you know, Latino descent or have friends or family that are Latino descent, I can see why they may not see the issues, but it's something that if you had it right in the previous game, who was the knucklehead that decided, oh, that coloring must be wrong, or wait, we're supposed to make it a Cuban flag? Like, it's either somebody did it intentionally to
quality control failed at that point.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I hope they get it fixed soon as well. On top of the bugs, like, the bugs are one thing, but that's a whole different area of quality control that just needs to be buttoned up. And maybe that's why there's going to be, you know, a lot of in-house changes over there, not necessarily Insomniac, but the, you know, Sony proper as a whole that relates with PlayStation. So we'll see how that pans out for the remainder of the week. But it just struck me as, especially after Bungie kind of put their foot in their mouth before, where I guess it's appreciated that you're recognizing a particular group, but you have to, there's ways to go about things in certain cases. And I know they got a lot of pushback over at Bungie about how they worded things or how they approached it. And then to have something like this, it's like, yeah, their PR people should actually just, they should really focus on making sure they don't have any more slip ups the remainder of this year even. But sorry to for those out there that had to witness that, but it's
unfortunate, man. Someone just said, let me see who it was, because it was a very powerful statement that was culture is everything. Let me see who said that. Chat's going so quick. I mean, listen, shout out to whoever said that, because that's a 1,000% fact. Culture is big in this house. Puerto Rican culture, massive, massive, brother. We take that stuff super serious. You know, listen, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. They are going to fix it. I don't understand how this happens. Crazy Lou Gaming, let's bring you in on the conversation. Obviously, Fuzzy said something pretty interesting. Obviously, one of the big no-nos in Spanish culture is you don't call someone Dominican if they're Puerto Rican, vice versa. And you certainly don't say, you know, you're Cuban if you're Puerto Rican, right? People get pissed off about that. And if you, especially if you're being a D-bag to do it, don't do that, please. This is a bit shocking. Insomniac is, they wear a very, very shiny piece of armor. They are the tip of the spear. Make no mistake, folks. They are the diamond of PlayStation first party studios. That is a fact. Ted Price and company are legit the tip of the spear. How shocked are you for this?
Oh, that's just wrong. Because, I mean, if you're going to publish something, I mean, do it correctly. If you're going to put something out there, just do it correctly, because people will get offended by this. I mean, if you're not going to put the flag the way it's supposed to be, then just don't add a flag at all. Why? Seriously, if you're not going to get it, the facts straight, then just don't put it out there at all. I mean, a lot of people were offended by this thing. I mean, seriously, if Miles Morales is a Puerto Rican and you go ahead and you put a different flag on there, a lot of people are going to see this and they're going to get offended, because we respect our culture. We love our culture. We respect it to death. Mm-hmm. And seriously, it's a big offense to those people out there that, you know, that really take into it, that really take the culture into it. So either way, though, no matter what you put out there, you better do it the correct way. If not, just don't put it out there at all. Because this was a huge mistake on their side. And they're saying, oh, we're going to fix this. We're going to do this. You already did your damage. You know, yeah. Sad, but true. You guys did your damage out there. And it's sad that you right now, like take notice of this instead of doing your investigations like you're supposed to do and do the things right. That's what you got to do at the beginning. You're going to add a flag no matter from what country. You got to add it the right way so people can see, like, oh, this is cool. This is awesome. Take the, you know, mad respect to them for this, but switching it around like that, you know, just not getting your facts straight is just wrong on your side of things. I mean, seriously, sit down, get your facts straight before you go out there and put something like this. You know, just do it the right way. That's what you got to do.
Shout out to Thanaros in the chat, and I really want this to be clear. He says definitely not intentional. 1,000% This is a mistake, folks. This was not intentionally done to disrespect the Puerto Rican nation. I say that with confidence, because I just told you a story of how I was crying like a baby because of how well they represented the Puerto Rican heritage that I grew up with in his mother's house. So this is not intentional, folks. This is a mistake, yes. But that's what it is. It is a mistake. Sure, it's effed up, but it's not intentional. I don't want anyone to suggest that this was an intentionally thing done. That's ridiculous. I don't think that's the case at all. Web Dave, let's get your hot take on this. This is, again, it's another knock against a game that I consider to be an 8.5 out of 10. I'm enjoying it. Yes, I've had some pretty egregious bugs. I'm not, you know, taping, you know, we're copying them and putting them out on the social. I don't care. I've had some stuff. I haven't had really any game breaking. I've had some ridiculousness, some aggravated bugs. But this on top, the bugs at this to me are minuscule compared to this. Let's get your hot take on it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not intentional. I'm sure it was just an oversight, but it's one that they really need to, you know, to have done better. I mean, for the most part, like Fuzzy was saying, like in past games, you know, they've done right, they've done things correctly, and for you know, but But then again, good on the community for calling them out for making a mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what you need to do. And that's what they say they're going to fix it. You know, it's like I said, I'm sure they didn't mean disrespect. And if they get it fixed, then I think everything should pass. Right. You know, but until they do, it's definitely. It doesn't look good on them. It's like it's just kind of another little, you know, throw a log on the fire kind of thing. And I don't have a horse in this race, you know, kind of thing. So I don't want to, you know, I just.
No. By all means, if you're obviously, you know, just you know, be who you are, Dave. This is not a slanderous topic. Pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. I do want to say something, and I think you just said it. Shout out to the community. Everyone
yes.
who with class said, yes. "Hey, Insomniac, you know this. You got to fix this because this is wrong."
Yep.
And they responded in kind. I haven't made it to that part. I'm only going based on what I've seen from the community. It's not made up, folks. This actually happened. I haven't gotten an update. I played this morning for another hour and a half. Again, I'm enjoying myself. Because I love Spider-Man, and I really do enjoy Insomniac games. But with that said, I haven't gotten an update, so they have not addressed it as of yet. I would imagine that they are going to make a public announcement when it has been adjusted. And of mm-hmm. course, if they do, you will hear about that here as we are, you know, we're here to promote community. But look, folks, we have a smaller topic, then we have the big Senua topic I want to get to. And it appears that Fallout is starting to hit on all cylinders. Now, we do know that we're not getting a new Fallout proper. You know, we're not going to get Fallout 5. I don't even know when that's going to happen because obviously Starfield's out. It's getting updated as we speak. It's going to get mod support. There's some DLC planned for next year. We know that they have full steam ahead in Elder Scrolls 6. That's confirmed, folks. Where do you have time for Fallout 5? I have no idea. But what we do know about Fallout are two things. One of which, thanks to Nico Muller on Twitter, and he's another one of the community members that consistently keeps us updated. Bethesda, their official website, Fallout 4 is going next gen, according to the press release. And it says this, folks, prepare for the future. A next gen update is coming to Fallout 4, coming in 2023. This free update will be available for Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and Windows PC systems, including performance mode features for high frame rates, quality features for 4K resolution gameplay, bug fixes, and even bonus Creation Club content. Now, he says that Nico's guess is that it's going to be released in November because that just so happens to be, folks, the 25th anniversary of Fallout. Now, on top of that, we have Tom Warren of The Verge, great friend of the community. Hopefully, I can get Tom on one of these days on one of the shows so we can pick his brain on what's going on in the industry. Amazon's live-action Fallout series will start streaming in 2024. And according to Tom in his story at The Verge, set your calendars to April 12, 2024 and enjoy some irradiated post-apocalyptic action. And the press release is this, folks. Amazon has yet to release a public trailer for its highly anticipated Fallout series, but at least we know when it'll arrive on our TV screens. The streaming giant has revealed that Fallout, a live-action adaptation of Bethesda's popular RPG video game franchise, will premiere on April 12th, 2024, exclusively via Prime Video. Two big pieces of Fallout information. We'll get to that Fuzzy in a second. I just want to catch up on that. We have a couple of member chat messages as well as some super chats. The first super chat of the day comes to us from a very generous friend of the program. Adidas20 drops an outstanding, very generous $10 super chat and says simply, good morning to the panel. Good morning to you, Adidas. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, thank you for the generosity. Jerome TJ drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, Xbox is partying and Sony is dying. Well, it certainly definitely seems that way. WeRobo2024 asks, who's been a channel member for 12 months, brother. Thank you so much for the generosity. He asks, Hollow Knight 2 release date at Showcase, maybe? That's a possibility because that's definitely one of their partners. That's a great pick. Maybe. Could you imagine if that shadow dropped at the event? Whoa, that would be freaking huge. Yeah. That's a really good one, dude. Drawn TJ drops an additional very generous $5 super chat and says, do you think Xbox should pick up the lady that left Sony today and her team left as well? She did quality control for all PlayStation franchises. You know what? We're probably going to cover that tomorrow because I do have the story, but I have not read it. It's been a very busy morning with this news breaking of the showcase for Xbox. We'll cover it tomorrow. And before we even get there, it depends. She has been in charge. She's been with PlayStation for 30 something years. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And she has been responsible for some of their biggest launched IPs. Certainly it's a possibility, but I have to read the story so I can definitely, you know, be, you know, have a proper opinion. But that's a great pickup, Drawn TJ. Big Mad Mo, who's been a channel member for 18 months, brother, thank you so much for the generosity. He actually says this, shout out to Boom and the panel. Shouldn't need a fix. They effed up in the most disrespectful way possible. Also, can't wait to see what's coming at the show. I mean, you're not wrong, dude. I mean, that mistake is pretty big. I mean, obviously the flags are similar in design, but the colors, man, they're different. And if you put that on there, like I said, I think why it's a little bit shocking for me is how well Insomniac depicted Puerto Rican culture in Miles Morales from their last game. That's why it's shocking to me. But, you know, they're going to fix it. It's sad that it happened, but it happened. You know, they're going to figure it out. Fuzzy, let's talk about it. Fallout is finally getting the next gen update. People have been waiting for this. Fallout 4, you know, not as great for me as Fallout 3 was. Certainly, if I were to rank the three, for me, it's Vegas, 3, 4. That's my personal order. 1, 2, 3. Vegas is by Obsidian. I know it's, you know, some people get really upset when you say, whoa, it's Obsidian. One of the best Fallouts I've ever played. That's it. Let's talk about it. Not only are we getting the 4K update, and that's coming this year, and obviously they celebrate their 25th anniversary next month, but we have finally a release date for the TV show, and we've seen some screenshots. It looks really good, man. I'm talking like Last of Us good. Are you excited for this, dude?
Oh, yeah. For TV show, definitely. I guess you could say the remaster for next gen. Not as much, only because I tried to get into Fallout 4 and it just didn't click for me as far as It wasn't the VAT system, but it was a slower pace than what I was hoping for at the time. But I could definitely give it a try again, especially with it being on next gen consoles. But the fact that we're getting these two news drops like now, as far as both the show as well as the game, it goes to show that they're trying to time these things in a good sequence where you'll have the updated one just before the show so you could play it. Or for those that may not even have played Fallout 4, by the time the show comes around, the updated version will be out there and they can easily purchase it, download it and whatnot and have at it. So it's great to see them doing that co-marketing, or I guess the term is like transmedia, where you have video game version and a TV show or movie version all around the same time. And, you know, the story is going to be not really necessarily continuous, but it will coincide as far as for fans looking for that game or that IP in either format. So it's pretty cool to see. As far as when we will get a Fallout 5, if they didn't shoot down the Obsidian possibly taking hold of that, I would say it would be a lot sooner, or within, you know, the next 3 years. But the fact that it doesn't seem like Obsidian's going to be the ones to do it, it's going to be Bethesda proper as far as doing that. We say 2026, 2027 for Elder Scrolls 6. So Fallout 5, maybe 2030,
bro.
2030, yeah.
Oh, no,
so it's going to be some time.
We may be living in a Fallout world, but at the pace that we're going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. First of all, I don't know if Obsidian has... They're so busy, dude. They have so much freaking going on that could they actually... Because we know that the head of the studio has said publicly... Oh, I'm here for a new Fallout, but obviously he said it's not my decision. I'm sure that they would love to revisit, you know, and maybe it's not a Vegas 2 per se. Maybe it's a, I don't know,
totally new location kind of thing.
Yeah, Fallout New York or something. Now that would be dope. I'm biased. But that would be kind of dope. I don't know. I mean, look, it's... I think that when you take today's show, right, and you listen on the back end, or you catch it on a replay somewhere, the picture that we're painting here is all of these little things. Crazy Loop Gaming, right? You know, it starts out with, you know, what we opened the show with. You know, it's a smaller showcase dedicated to third party and indie. Right. And we have the amazing Wii Robo says, hey, you know what about Hollow Knight? I forgot all about that. Imagine if Hollow Knight 2 is a shadow drop. Like, I mean, are you kidding me? Right. So now we move on to these little things happening for Fallout. Now, maybe the Fallout 4 update doesn't hit for you personally. It's going to hit for somebody. Right, somebody's a big fan, and is going to wind up playing through that in with all the bells and whistles that you would expect for next gen. You got the TV show coming out, and of course, we're going to back end the conversation with the Hellblade stuff. I mean, these might be like little instances, Crazy Loop Gaming, but man, oh man, when you put all of the things that Microsoft and Xbox are doing together, man, it is a pretty big deal. Let's talk about it.
I'm a fuzzy on one thing, though. I mean, I played Fallout 4. It just didn't click for me.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though, what I'm sad about and really depresses me hearing about this news. What really makes me sad is, and I bet you Chad would agree with me, is that they're not charging those $10, man, for that update. Man, oh, man, I really wanted those $10 for that
update. Slanderous bastard.
I mean, really, I really wanted it. You know, every time I hear a free update, it scares me. They need to charge those $10. Those $10 makes it better. That's what I heard around there. But yeah, I'm really sad about that. Really, really depressed. It really just saddens me a lot. Really, it does. Chad, I'm just kidding. Don't come kill me for that. No, I'm really kidding. But hey, man, it's great. It's great that they're updating that game. Especially, you know, it was a really good game. A lot of people enjoyed it. I'm with Fuzzy. It just didn't click for me. You know, I want to give it a go since it's going to get the update. Since I sat down, played Starfield, especially Fuzzy. He has like 5-6 different profiles. I don't know how many profiles he has in Starfield, but, man, Fuzzy has gone through it like crazy. But, yes, I really want to give it a go as soon as that update comes. And another thing, happy, happy, happy that they're making a TV show out of this. Let's see if this motivates Microsoft to go buy something to do, you know, movies and TV shows and stuff like that. But I, you know, the other day we're talking about Paramount. I don't want them to get Paramount. I want them to get WB so that way they can get, you know, NetherRealm and get all that stuff in there.
That's dude, I would kill for that. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if in the same Xbox game studios that Killer Instinct's going to come back in a big way? They own the Mortal Kombat studio too. It's just what we're talking about is just pure madness here. It's just madness.
Exactly. But that's what I would do if I was not Paramount. No. Paramount's cool, but I'm not trying to, you know, beat me to Paramount, but go get WB. You get better stuff from there. If you guys want to make a TV move and movie move, go for that. So really excited for that TV show coming up. Can't wait to see it and can't wait to see what's going to be about, especially, you know, since the producers, the guy who worked on, he worked in Dark Knight, some of the Dark Knight, Memento. He worked in Interstellar, stuff like that. He also worked in Westwood, I think it was. So it's going to be super awesome, really. I mean, I hope they get motivated to go and buy after that. So cross fingers. Let's get to it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like I said, it's when you look at the deck that has been stacked for Xbox, I mean, it's the epitome of stacked deck. They are hitting on so many cylinders right now. What could you say, Dave? Let's bring you in on this. Fallout 4 getting the update is the next gen update.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, though. PlayStation fans not being left at the door. They're getting it. PC gamers are getting it, which they probably already have like incredible updates with the modding community. But at least for consoles, both consoles are going to be represented. They're getting the exact same thing. Sony fans are not going to be, you know, left at the door, you know, without a date. And then, of course, the TV series. Mm. And I think it's a really big deal because there is a lot of story to be told there. We don't know who the protagonist is. It's going to be an unnamed new protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen some stills. I haven't seen any actual video of it, but I've seen a lot of stills, and it looks like spot on amazing.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas is what was my favorite. So
yeah,
that's to answer that question. I know it's burning on everybody's mind, but no, I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it's great, and the best thing about it is, you know, Phil said, you know, they want to, you know, that's an established IP on the PlayStation platform, and they're doing right by, you know, upgrading it, updating it as well, because that's what they need to do. Now, hopefully things continue that way, and I think that they will. But it's, I mean, it's great. It's you know, it's a great franchise, and hopefully, I don't know when, but hopefully maybe this next year we're going to hear, you know, of some new Fallout news. You know, I know Todd's got his hands full with a lot of things. And I believe that they're already moved on to, you know, to Elder Scrolls, but you know, who knows? And now that they have all these new teams and just so many studios that can, you know, that can do so many great, great work. It's just, you know, it's a great time to be a gamer, boom. It really is.
Yeah, it absolutely is, especially an Xbox gamer. I mean, look, mm-hmm. as a whole, like for me, I'm a multiplayer gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, last week, folks, nothing to sneeze at. We are spoiled AF. Tuesday, we got the Halo Infinite Season 5 update. We also got a new Sonic, which is amazing. You also, in the same week, got Spider-Man 2 for the PlayStation 5 and Mario Wonder for the Switch. I mean, what a week for gaming. Mm-hmm. So it's like me, I'm eating good to the point where I don't even have enough time to play. And I'm playing like six or seven things at once. I can't stomach doing that, but I cannot miss out on playing Spider-Man or Mario Wonder or Sonic or getting involved in Halo. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this week, we got Alan Wake. I mean,
yes.
Freaking come on, man.
That's big.
Let's see. We have before we move on to the Hellblade one, and I'm really, really stoked to talk about that, because the more we see of Senua, the more I think it's pretty apparent that we are going to get that game first quarter of 24. It's going to be the first AAA bomb of the year for Xbox. But I mean, there's a direct coming for that. I don't know when it's going to be. We'll get to that in a second. Raiden Blade, who's been a channel member for, almost 30 months. Brother, thank you so much for the generosity, as always. He says Insomniac had to rush this game to market because Sony had no games. Everyone says Halo needed more time. Spider-Man 2 needed 6 months or more. Jim's fault. Okay, so 6 months more. I don't know if maybe. There are a lot of bugs. So could they have done it in 3 months? Maybe. But, you know, it's at this point, it is what it is. It sold really well. Congratulations to Insomniac. 2.5 million copies in 24 hours. Is nothing to sneeze at, folks. That is tremendous. I hope that the community, the PlayStation community, you know, the so-called fans, come out in a big way and they come and they buy the game. I'm not talking about Sony including it in as a pack-in and, you know, and charging you $50 more getting it. I'm talking about, like, where are the people to buy the game? That's what I want to see. Maybe we'll get some more numbers by week's end. We'll see. We have Highlander 001 drops a very generous $5 super chat. And I got to reach out to Fonz because I don't know. He says on Fonz's show last night, he apparently said that Sony gave up their marketing rights to Call of Duty and Microsoft gave them the money for what was left. Is this true?
That's a rumor.
I don't know. Look, I can speculate. I've been saying this for weeks, maybe even months, that I think that when the new deal was signed, and again, this is my speculation. I am not a business major by any stretch of the truth, I'm just a knucklehead behind a mic. If I'm a betting kind of a guy, the new 10-year deal would potentially negate the current contract. That's my assumption. I could be making an ass out of me live on the air. I don't know. So I'll reach out to Fonz and see where he heard that. Maybe we'll hear about it from someone else in the community. I mean, Fonz is pretty reliable. There's one thing about Fonz. That dude is like legit a buck. He don't talk outside of his neck. That's not Fonz. So if he's saying it, then he obviously got some info that he's comfortable enough saying it. So it's probably like legit. Dave, I'll start with you. Okay, so on top of what they have delivered in first party in 2023,
mm-hmm.
on top of what Xbox has delivered through Xbox Game Pass in 2023, which is a stacked deck, one of the areas that yourself, Fuzzy and Crazy Lou Gaming, along with many people in this community, have asked for is Xbox to compete on a level at marketing that we know Sony is so dominant at doing. And man, oh man, have our asks been answered, because last week, we had that powerful How Are Your Dreams commercial, where it was very Sony-esque in its substance and how powerful of a message it was saying, that it was presenting. But in that, it was like 3 minutes and change, yep. We saw Senua Saga Hellblade 2 again. What this says to me is this game is ready to rock and roll. And it's ready for Front Street. I think that we get a direct in January. I think we get a release date in February or early March. And that is the big start of the four bangers expected for Xbox next year. And what a way to start. Now, we've seen what she looks like. We've seen like an in-game, you know, interaction with the voices that she was talking to and in front of the door. We didn't get any gameplay, like, combat gameplay that everybody wants to see. So we've heard some things. We've heard God of War-esque in regards to the traversal, to how she's going to, you know, fight. Because one of the biggest takeaways from the first one is that the fighting was not as potent as some other single player games. Do you think all of this Senua Saga, Hellblade 2 stuff that we've been seeing, you know, we've been hearing the dev diaries that they just released on Friday, her in a commercial, which that, by the way, was not CG. I'm pretty sure that was live action because it looked like legit real. Are you on the same page as me? Do you think that it's first quarter of 24?
I'm 100% got your back on this one, Boom. I really do believe that you were on track, on par with this. That the Sphere ad, those are $500,000 a day for that ad to loop all day.
And she was there.
Yeah, and she was on it. So that's, to me, you're right. It's to help plant the seed. There's even been people out there, and I've seen it recently, like that new like 8-minute little dev diary thing that they did about her, you know, dressing up in the costume and how they did the costume, you know, to get those pans and everything to get the, I guess, the correct, you know, wallpapering of the skin and everything like that, and exactly how she looks. But they were like, you know, saying, oh, it's disappointing, and you gotta, you know, be worried because you don't see any action or any gameplay yet. They are holding that back until it's time to drop the bombshell. I guarantee you it is going to be action, fighting, amazing. Like I said, the first game was good, but it just lacked a lot of different, you know, combat elements that we were expecting. I believe that this one is going to be 10 times more in every way. And the first game was great, but I really believe they're going to step it up. They have the studio, the backing of Microsoft, everything they need, new motion capture. They've made trips to Iceland to get, you know, it's just amazing footage to get these amazing renders. It is going to look, and it's truly going to be a next gen because it is made for the next gen console, the current gen, I should say, consoles, and not anything in the past. So it's, the days coming up in the next month and a half, all these, the showcases, the shows, the Keelys are going to be so important and so pivotal to 2024's lineup. Microsoft knows this, and they have the big piece to the puzzle dropped into place, acquisition behind them, and now it's like, I guarantee you, at one point, Phil's behind his desk going, game on. You know, he's already making the rounds. We've seen the photos from them at King. There's going to be more press drops for when he goes to Activision and Blizzard, you know, and we know that they've actually been, several of the team have been out to see the Hellblade 2 in action and its progression and where it's at. And they're very excited about it, but they don't want to give anything away because they want to savor that moment and make it more impactful for us. And yes, it's been twice at the, we'll call it the Keelys, the award show, but wouldn't it be fitting to have the, you know, or at least another, maybe even some action or at least some kind of commercial highlight about it, and then say the announcement for the showcase, you know, coming up in January, stay tuned for that. And then in the January showcase, give the release date. I mean, it would just be a continued cycle of excitement and buildup for this, what's going to be an epic game for Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, you're really onto something. I want to continue the conversation. Crazy Loop Gaming, you know, Dave brings up an amazing point. First of all, the first time that we saw Hellblade 2 was after the follow-up to the shocking announcement that there was an Xbox Series X, right? You remember that? And the following year, we got another, or it might have been the year after, we got some more information. So two times in 3 years, Hellblade 2 showed up at the Keelys. Now, last year, last year, Microsoft was there, Phil was there, Sarah was there, but Xbox wasn't there. They had a Game Pass commercial, and it was E-Jot. That's it, right? And obviously, we understand why that was happening, right? All their games were delayed into 2023, which we got them this year. Most hit, one didn't, but one at least Redfall got an update, and you should try it. Is it the game 1,000% better? No. Is it much better than it was? 100%. So I mean, again, play it. Give it the old college effort. They 2022. They limped out of 2022. They were a wounded animal. They just were not hitting. And Phil Spencer's talked about it. Crazy Blue Gaming. He was disappointed in the teams, disappointing him in himself as a leader that this happened. Well, you know, it happened. It makes a lot of sense, Crazy Blue Gaming, for Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, to show up at the Keeleys this year with actual fighting gameplay, and then announce to the world that in January X, you're going to get a Direct, and you'll learn more about the game there. And in that Direct, they'll give us a release date. What do you think?
What I think is, Mr. Boomstick, that they're going to wait till their showcase. That's the feeling I have. They're not. I don't feel they're going to show it at Jeff Keighley's. I don't know why. I have a feeling that they won't, because if they're going to do another showcase in January, that will be like a big announcement, especially for their showcase, you know. That would be big. That would be huge. That people will get an actual date, that if it's going to come out first quarter or second quarter. But, Mr. Rusek, I'm with you there, too. I mean, I have a feeling that this game is ready to go, because for what we've been seeing, I feel like it's ready. I feel like it's already on set, that it could be announced for first quarter. I mean, we're not gonna have to wait like for like the rest of the year like to release like close to November, December. No. I think this game will come out at the beginning of the year. I have that feeling. I feel it, because every time I see those trailers, I see what they've been working on, and I see like how awesome this game looks and how great it's gonna look. I think it's pretty well advanced. That announcement is gonna come out soon, and they're gonna say, hey, we're coming out probably, let's say, probably from between January to March or January to May. I have a feeling it's gonna come out through there. So yeah, it's all said and done. I have that feeling, and yes, it will be announced soon. Will it be the Jeff Keighley's? I don't know. Will it be in the showcase? I think it will be in the showcase. And yes, we have to see some combat. Really? I mean,
yeah, a lot of people want to see that. They want to see that combat. Yeah, and you know, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Again, listen, we know if there's one thing that you can say with absolute certainty about the developers, that they know how to do motion caption. Obviously, they're well versed in making games look real. The first Hellblade was just, the sound design is like, if you only played that game using your TV speakers, you missed out on literally half the game. Ninja Theory is, I think that they're one of the most overlooked Xbox studios, because they only have a few games that people remember. Obviously, they have a few PlayStation. They have a PlayStation exclusive that was a launch of the PlayStation 3. They have the one with the Monkey King that was phenomenal. Obviously, the Hellblade was great. I think it was made by like 20 something people, which is bonkers. But Hellblade 2 is going to be something special. It's going to continue the story of Senua. I cannot wait for it. I would love for the circle to be complete, Fuzzy Belvedere, about Senua returning to the Game Awards from announcement, midway update, and closing out, hey, this is what the gameplay is. You know, it's a piece. Not going to show a 10-minute trailer. They're going to show a 3-minute trailer. It's going to show, you know, her talking to herself, because she suffers from, you know, mental illness. And they're going to expand upon that, because that's not something that just goes away. This is what she's dealing with. And I love how they respect that. But people have been asking for a more action-oriented Senua. And I think that we're going to get it. Where she, again, this Game Awards watched by millions of people. She originally was shown there. We got an announcement trailer of the sequel in development. It would be pretty epic, at least in my opinion, that they full circle it and they show us, hey, this is the gameplay trailer. Tune in January X to for the direct that they're known for. That's going to be their new way of telling, you know, how their upcoming games are going to look and play.
Yeah, I totally agree that that's the kind of the plan that they'll probably pull off and stuff. I've always kind of believed that, yeah, they'll show a trailer that shows some combat. They may not go into depth on the combat, but you'll see actual in-game combat on that trailer at the Video Game Awards. But I always figured instead of having a release date, it would have a developer's direct date of when we can expect the next showcase that will, you know, highlight or be centered around a deep dive of, you know, Hellblade 2. And I think that deep dive might be late January, early February time, and then the game release, you know, late February, early March timeframe. But yeah, I kind of expect it at the Game Awards. I would love to see progress on Perfect Dark, but then again, that might be, you know, further down the pipeline type of deal, because that was another one that they showed at the VGAs like the following year or the year after or something. But yeah, I think Hellblade makes its like its third and final appearance at the well, I won't say final appearance, its third and final pre-launch appearance at the VGAs, and then hopefully the following year it's at the VGAs for a nomination. But yeah, I think we see it this year. I think we get a developer direct date, and just look forward late January, early February for the developer direct, and then hopefully late February, early March for the game release. But as someone that basically bought it on PlayStation and bought it on Xbox, because I just loved the actual, like, the sound design was one thing. The puzzles didn't bother me. Like, I know some people didn't care for the puzzles, but the puzzles were pretty cool, especially where you had to line things up and then go through certain like windows or portals and, you know, get all that stuff figured out. And then for me, I like hack and slash. So the combat.
Me too. It didn't bother me at all, the combat. Yeah, I agree.
So I just love that premise that you had that fear of, you know, dying too much would, you know, end your game too early.
Yeah, but, man.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I can't wait to see how much they expand on it, especially considering the budget that they're going to have backing this. I mean, like you said, 24 or 26 people that made the original. Now they have a fully built out studio with motion capture and a lot of other bells and whistles to go along with it. And it, if I'm not mistaken, it's UE5. So we'll have our first party studio UE5 game. And I know Coalition's probably, you know, teaching them all the hints and secrets and stuff. Well, not all the secrets, but, you know, giving them pointers along the way as well. I can't wait to see how this game turns out, and, you know, fingers crossed for the VGAs for the next trailer.
Yeah, I'm excited. Again, it's the first of four games expected in 2024. Towerborn is probably coming in the summer. Avowed has been confirmed for 2024. Hellblade 2 confirmed for 2024. I seem to think Clockwork Revolution is going to hit as well. That's just my thought and theory. Because based on what we saw, that game looks done. Like, it looks so good that it looks done. And, well, that team never misses. So if they were able to get those four games out the door, and in November of next year, the next Call of Duty, which will be the official first-party release under Xbox Game Studios, is in Game Pass. What a year. I mean, wow. Could you imagine that year? Five AAA bombs, because Towerborn, let me tell you something. Don't sleep on Towerborn. I am telling you, that game is going to be a Game of the Year nominee next year. Watch. That game is going to be, all you got to do is listen to Jez Corden talk about it. You think I'm excited about the game? Listen to Jez Corden talk about it. Crazy. Very, very exciting. And all in Game Pass, all Xbox first party. I mean, damn, it is a great time to be an Xbox gamer. But before we get to the outros, folks, I do want to say thank you to It's Reap in the chat. He drops very generous $5 super chat and says, with ABK closed, Jez Corden was on ILP yesterday and said Xbox is now the biggest division of Microsoft financially. What's the panel's thoughts? I mean, dude, they're not even done. Like, they're like when you say Sony and the industry poked the sleeping bear. Listen, ABK is done. It's their own. Now you think it's over just because they had regulatory BS? Let me tell you something. Maybe they don't immediately go out and get a publisher. Everybody wants them to go get Sega, which I want them to go get Sega. But you got to understand, Embracer Group is in trouble. And two of their major players are working on first-party IPs. I highly anticipate there's going to be an announcement at some point that Crystal Dynamics and Eidos Montreal are now Xbox first-party studios. You still have Avalanche working on first-party. You still got IO Interactive working on first party. You got a Sobo who's worked with them exclusively. Certain Affinity is working on something Halo. They're going to go on a buying spree to bring all of these people that they're currently organically working with and bring them in-house. And again, I shout out Pong Soul for this. He says that the moat that Xbox is building is almost complete. And what he's talking about is making sure that regardless of what happens with the industry, with Apple and Amazon and Google and whoever else, they will be self-sufficient. They won't need shit. They already have 44 studios today. I guarantee you by mid-24, they'll have over 50. But that's just my opinion. Let's get to the outros. Big shout out to nearly 700 people here, a lot of new names. So I ask this, if you're finding the channel for the first time, please consider subscribing. We're on the hunt, folks, to 14K. We're almost there. If you found the channel for the first time, for whatever reason, please consider subscribing. I do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and all different panels, all different shows, but all great content. And we don't sell you hate or hate monger to get you click, like, or sub. Please consider subscribing. Dave, let's get you out of here, brother. Not only did you guys have an amazing show last night with two absolutely astounding guests in OBM and, of course, Slow Mo Backslap, but you dropped a great one-on-one video. Why don't you tell the fine folks where they can check that out, where they can subscribe to your YouTube channel, and more importantly, reach out to you on social media.
Well, I just dropped the link in the chat. So again, thank you. And of course, it's in the description below if you're listening later on audio. Thanks to Boom for everything and for this amazing panel. I love hanging out with you guys on a Monday. Nothing better to do, I'll tell you that right now. Interview with Cool Cat Terry is up now. It's she's really cool. She knows a lot about games and a lot about cars too. Pretty cool. So you should definitely check that out. So, like I said, another great episode, dropped last night and next week. Gosh, we've got, I know we've got for sure Gaming Forte, and then we've got another guest coming on as well. And then next Saturday, we're actually going to do a Halloween special with Dreadpool and his wife.
Oh, that's so cool, dude. Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's a Halloween couple for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's going to be probably in the afternoon on a Saturday. I'll talk more about that on Friday. We'll have all that kind of stuff pinned down, as you were. So, yeah, thanks, Boone, for having me on. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure, brother. And it's great to work with you twice a week. So thank you so much for, you know, being here each and every show.
Thanks for putting that with me.
Please stop. Crazy Lou Gaming. Come on, let's sell the brand of the Xbox International Podcast, where you folks don't make some mistakes like maybe some other developers did. I don't know. Talk about it. Listen, your podcast is growing. It's when you say international podcast, it is filled with everybody that is well represented. You guys respect each other. You have a lot of fun. Talk about who's on that show, and more importantly, where could people subscribe to keep you guys growing? And if you want to see some of your crazy antics, and there's been quite a few of them, especially when he's singing in the shower, folks, follow this dude on Twitter.
Oh, man. Thank you, like always, Mr. Boomstick, for having me on here. Like, you know, I always announce, you know, hanging out with you guys here at Noonish every single Monday, Xbox Launch Week Special. Always fun, always awesome. You can find me also on Twitter at Crazy Louie Gaming, where I say good morning, everybody, and do all sorts of crazy stuff. And here I'm going to drop in the link to the chat where you can find the Xbox International Podcast, you know, 7 p.m. ET on Wednesdays with Silent Cypher, The Big Plume, and Sour Blow. And this week, guys, we have an awesome guest. We have Miles Dampier joining us. Woo-hoo! We're going to have a lot of fun this Wednesday, man. We will. And also, sometimes you can find me at the Xbox International Podcast in Espanol at 7 p.m. ET on Friday with Eternal Shaddai and ASCAP Gaming. That's where you can find the crazy one. And chat, like always, you guys are awesome. Love you all to death. Mr. Boomstick, again, thank you for having me on here. It's always fun.
Listen, it's always great to have you here, brother. Certainly appreciate your crazy antics and, of course, your knowledgeable gaming talk that you do, not only this show, but of course the Xbox International podcast. Yes, Dave.
Did you drop it in the chat? I don't see it, man.
It's right here. I don't know where.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's right there.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, see it? Shout out to Lethal Papa, keeping it 100 as he always does on all of my shows. Lethal Papa is the best of the best of the best, sir. So thank you so much, Lethal. Appreciate you. You know, walking silently and carrying a big band stick as he does, and that's why you folks can come here. Hang out, put your feet up, grab a Dr. Pepper or a ginger ale or a beer if you drink beer. I don't. The House of Boom is always tidy, and it's always held, you know, respectful. And that's thanks to, of course, Lethal Papa. Honestly, he does keep all the a-holes out. And that's why you don't see many of them here, because, well, he bans most of them. And I love him for it. So thank you so much for that, brother. King Chili's, what's going on, brother? Thank you. Says hit that like button hard. Pause, King Chili's. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you. And last in the way least, the best bald head in the business, Fuzzy Belvedere. My goodness, brother, we got to get you to 1K on your outstanding YouTube channel. There are still 481 people here. For the love of driving, please get over there and subscribe to Fuzzy Belvedere's incredible YouTube channel. Folks, we got to get him to 1K. That is the mission. That is the goal for the rest of 2023. Please help me, help you, help Fuzzy. How about that? Get over there, drop that link in there, subscribe to him. Fuzzy, sell the brand, brother. Where can people check out the best place for anything and everything racing? And more importantly, reach out to you on social media.
Once again, just want to thank you guys for being awesome, and always love being on here with you guys. Always awesome interacting with the chat. Thank you guys for checking us out. Like everyone said, hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already. Greatly appreciate it. For those that want to hear my rambles and rants on anything gaming related, particularly racing related, just follow me on the app formerly known as Twitter at Fuzzy_Belvedere. You can also find me on FSP on Fun Speculations channel later on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, that's on Fun Speculations channel. And then right back here, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Double Barrel Gaming for Breakfast with Boom. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
Yes, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Obviously, I work on these shows a couple days in advance. And this week, actually, I've been podcasting nonstop. I stopped by the Gaming Circle podcast with Kay Asante and the gang. Got to hang out with Paris Lilly and a few folks on Saturday for about an hour. Obviously, yesterday, I jumped on with William Hood. Normally, I don't do weekends because those are dedicated to Mrs. Boom. She works Monday through Friday, so the weekends are all for her. But, you know, she was, talking with, you know, with family. So I was like, let me just jump on here for a quick sec and you know, kind of help push everyone else's podcast, because that's what you know you're supposed to do. A big shout out to all of the super chats and channel members that have continued to allow for us to do the big giveaways. And yes, folks, the first Friday of November, we're giving away $500 worth of gift cards, $10, $50 gift cards. And all you got to do to win is be in the chat. That's it. Now, for transparency, every contest that we do, the first half go to exclusively channel members because they support the channel. And a lot of people have been supporting it for years. That they get the first half. Second half goes to anyone that's in the chat. Whether you're subscribed to the channel or you don't, you can still get a chance to win. And I don't pick it. We let the picker do that. And if you win, well, you win. Even if you're outside of the Americas, we will represent you and get you that prize. And just for, again, more transparency, if you're outside of the Americas and we got to send you the value of that in monies, we will do that. We only use PayPal. We do not use cash apps. We don't do any kind of shenanigans over emails. It's PayPal or nothing because it protects Mrs. Boom and I from being, well, robbed. But with that said, I'm going to close the show with something that's incredibly important to me, folks. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad taught us when we were kids. And he would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, Craig. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of the Xbox Lunch Break Special.